All right, here we go. Thursday, time for trivia. Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Wonderful to see you.
Thank you. We'll be here all week.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to be back at Saxapaw.
And it's great to be in STEM, too.
It is. It is.
In Moncur.
Going
to go for a
Chapel Hill.
Canoe ride.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Go down the Haw River.
Daggum right. Swepsonville.
Yeah. Sharps. Let's see. Not Swepsonville. You already mentioned Saxapaw.
Bahama.
Yeah. There you go. The Caldwell community.
Yes.
That's right. We're going to Durham. We're going to make all these trips around here.
I think
here.
It's awesome.
Going to Mebane.
Yeah.
Efland.
And in all of those towns, at some point, everybody, I know there are fans for this particular category in every one of those communities that we just mentioned.
Uh-oh.
The Major League Baseball season.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, as a Cleveland Indians fan, I'm still trying to get over, but yeah. I'm excited for a new season.
You're a long-suffering Cleveland Indians fan.
But we got a pretty good staff. So
yeah,
good pitching staff, pretty good team. So
really? It's a time for new beginnings.
Well, that's right. Hey, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till next year now. Here.
Yeah, that's right. So everybody's excited.
Exactly. So our category, Major League Baseball logos.
Okay. All right.
All right. So
this ought to be good.
Yeah. So think about hats. Think about emblems, patches, and what have you.
Okay.
A bell.
Okay.
The Liberty Bell is in the logo for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah, okay.
And there's a crown in the logo of the Kansas City Royals.
Okay.
Which team's logo at one time for many, many, many years had an earring.
Ah.
You get it?
I think so.
That's pretty good. Which Major League Baseball team's logo for many, many years, up until only the last couple of years, has an earring in it?
You're making me think really hard.
Every now and then.
But I think
gotta push that gray matter stuff. Fire those synapses.
All right. Well, I'm not obsessed with Major League Baseball like I used to be when I was really young.
I know.
But I think I might be able to figure this out.
All right. If you figured it out, give us a call at 919-929-WCHL. Yep.
You can be a winner.
Ron Stutz here, reminding you that there are heroes among us, and we want to find them. Performance Auto Mall and WCHL salute hometown heroes every week. But first, you have to tell us about them. These are the people who make our community a better place. They do good things for others simply because it's the right thing to do. Go to our website, chapelboro.com, and nominate someone you know to be a hometown hero. Performance Auto Mall, recognizing hometown heroes for years, right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Freddie, you know, when you ask a question like that, an earring used to be part of this team's logo.
Got
to
be in an ear.
It could be the Pittsburgh Pirates. It could be the Cleveland Indians. Or it could be the Atlanta Braves.
Go with your first guess.
It would be the Pittsburgh Pirates! And why did they take it away?
I don't know. They just now went with a gold P.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering why they took it away.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Pirates always wore those earrings.
Yeah, you know? Look in the ear of the pirate on the team's logo from 1934 to 57, from 58 to 66 in a new design,
right?
And another new design from 67 to 86, and in another new design from 87 to 96, and even most recently from 97 to 2013.
And then they took it away.
Yep, now it's just a simple P.
Well, that's really interesting because these are the days where you see a lot of guys wearing earrings, you know, so it's kind of unusual that they would take it away now. So,
a little interesting. I don't know if they were true. Maybe they're just trying to be truly, truly generic.
Yeah, I don't know. I still miss Willie Stargell.
Oh, Smokey Burgess, Bill Mazeroski. Gosh, the names that we could just reel off of Pittsburgh Pirates.
They've had some great players over the years.
Oh, the right fielder, Roberto
Clemente. Love that guy.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was something
And
else.
Then everybody will always remember the 60 World Series. Where
Bill Mazeroski.
Bill Mazeroski's home run to left field in Forbes Field.
Yeah. He wasn't wearing an earring, but they had one in the logo.
yes, you are correct, sir. Yes, they did.
Hey, thank you, man.
All right,
Always
everybody.
Good to bring back the memories.
While we're talking about this, get out and support the Durham Bulls. It's one of the greatest buys in the area for family fun.
You got it.
Enjoy.
You're right.